All right, Shabbos said, good morning. Let us begin. We are picking up with Parak Chaf Aleph, chapter 21 this morning. Bedarchei Knias HaChassidus. It's actually an interesting chapter. I just remember again, by now you know the pattern of the Ramchal, right? So the way the Ramchal works in this particular Sefer is he outlines the Midah, outlines the particular trait, the particular idea, then discusses how to acquire it, and I should say, then discusses the things which detract or prevent one from acquiring the Midah, and then ultimately, again, discusses how one acquires the particular Midah. So in chapter 21, the Ramchal is now discussing, now that we've discussed Chassidus, we've discussed what prevents one from acquiring the Midah of Chassidus. So now we take it a step further and discuss how does one actively acquire the Midah of Chassidus. He goes on, Hine mimashe yoel harbe liknos ha-chassidus, Hugodal ha-estaklus verov his boninos. Shabbos says, so amazingly enough, right, the Ramchal writes that which allows one to go ahead and acquire Chassidus is a sense of perspective and contemplation. Like most things in life, one has to really take time to think and one has to take time to contemplate. Especially as we saw in last chapter, the tricky part of Chassidus is sometimes the same action in one set of circumstances could be a display of piety, and in another set of circumstances could be something that's wrong. So you could understand how in the midah of Chassidus, and that's what kind of makes it different. Like I always say, you know, for an example, you know, wearing tzitzis, it's like wearing tzitzis is always right, right? There's never a time that wearing tzitzis is wrong, right? Going ahead and whatever, you fill in the blank. Eating kosher, it's always right. There's never a situation where it's wrong. Certain things, they're right. They're always right. It's not, but the complicated part of Chassidus is there are sometimes where displays of piety are something that are good and encouraged, and sometimes where it's literally the wrong play. It's just the wrong move because of all the reasons that we discussed. So therefore, the Ramchal explains, because this is the case, therefore what? Therefore, again, Chassidus requires an incredible amount of hisboninos, contemplation, and histaklos, perspective. Ki kasha yarba ha'adam lehisbonin ha'goldo romen muso, yisbarach, v'tachlis shlem muso. Verova acherich kabilti mishor shvein gidulasa ben shifluseinu. Yigrom lo shi'imala yira ura adam ilafanov. So, remember, in addition to the type of contemplation that was outlined in last chapter, Ramchal goes on to explain that it also requires a certain level of contemplation and introspection regarding HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That what's the goal of Chassidus? The goal of Chassidus ultimately is to come close to Hashem. Well, what does he mean to come close to Hashem? Well, in order to come close to Hashem, a person has to have a vision as to what they're working towards and where they are currently holding. You hear that distinction, right? I have to know, where do I want to get to? And ultimately, and where am I holding now? Obviously, there's going to be a distance between those two things, where I am at this moment versus where I want to get to. And then, of course, the question becomes, how do I get there? We'll say, if you skip a little bit, to where he has paragraph Gimel. Ach, he goes on, and in the rest of that particular paragraph, see, he discusses these concepts ultimately of contemplating my desire to get to God, how far I am away from HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and what my plan is for bridging that particular distance. He then goes on, ach mafsidi achasidus. So we'll say, but what are the things ultimately, again, that go ahead and prevent me from actualizing that plan? We'll say, meaning, what's the idea of, let's go back for just a moment. Let me clarify this. What's the whole essence of Chassidus? What's a Chassid? A Chassid is someone who recognizes that at the end of the day, God gave me 613 mitzvos. Those 613 mitzvos are like, we'll call it strong suggestions. Or more than strong suggestions, they are insights into what God values. In other words, if you look at a mitzvah is an expression, ultimately, again, of divine. A mitzvah is an expression of something that HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes. In other words, if God commanded this, it means it's important to God. My job, then, is based on mitzvahs, to figure out what it is that God likes and try to do more of that. That's the goal. So we'll say, so therefore again, so now that I understand that, so the goal of Chassidus, or how do I acquire Chassidus, is I have to identify what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu like. How do I identify what HaKadosh Baruch Hu likes? Whatever are the midos, the attributes of God, that's what God likes. So now I understand where I have to get to. I have in my mind this image of God, all that God likes, all that God wants. That's my goal. That's my destination. Now I know where I am right now. There's a distance. There's a distance between where I am, a distance until where I want to get to be. And therefore, again, Chassidus, and therefore in order to become the Chassid, I have to create a plan to bridge that particular distance. Therefore, conversely, he says, "Am ach mafsidei chassidus." Therefore, what is it that ultimately goes ahead and prevents one from actualizing their midah of chassidus? Heim haturados v'hadagus. So let's listen to this. Tirda. So if you look at 20, footnote 21, Tirda, he says, "Binyanam achirim." So sometimes they become worried or overwhelmed with other things. Daigus are general worries. So tirda are things that weigh on my mind. Daigus are concerns or worries. When a person becomes overwhelmed with the challenges of life, so the challenges of life, as we're going to see in just a moment, look what he writes. Let me read the next line. Kibios haseichel tarud v'nechbas b'da'agosav u'ba'asakav. When a person's mind is preoccupied with his worries and with his dealings, so e'ef shalo lifnos el hisboninos hazeh. It is impossible for him to contemplate, ultimately, what? This hisboninos. So we'll say, just see, follow the progression. If the goal of chassidus is to contemplate, in order to become a chassid, I have to think, what does God love? What is God? Who is God? What are his attributes? How do I emulate those very attributes? How do I get from where I am now to where I want to get to be? So ultimately that requires contemplation. That requires introspection. That requires thought. Well, anything which prevents me from thinking and anything which prevents me from contemplating are going to be things that derail the process of chassidus. Therefore, Sidur HaMchal calls those things the tirdus and the daigus. The tirdus are the things that weigh on me. The daigus are the things that worry me. Then I both say some of those things are legitimate things. Some of those things are not such legitimate things. But the truth is the common denominator between them is they take up my attention, they take up my energy, and they distract me from thinking about the important things in life. He goes on, he says, "E'ef shalo lifnos el hisboninos hazeh," with all of the dagos and all of the tirdos, right? With all of the different things that weigh on my mind, sometimes I will say it's difficult to think about the person I want to be when I have so much day-to-day stuff that is occupying my mental space. Umibli hisboninos lo yasig chassidus. But one thing is clear, which is without hisboninos, without contemplation and introspection, there is no way to become a chassid. Vafilu im hisigu kvar, hine hatrados machrichos es haseichel, umarvos oso, veinam manichos oso, this chazik biira, ubi ava, ubi shara, and yonem ashayachem ala chassidus kasher zacharti. So we'll say, this really is an incredible idea. That Ramchal says, it's true, meaning we know this. I will say, I just want to be clear, he's not talking about over here like a mental preoccupation, you know, with averus, or with terrible things. It's not it at all. He's talking about the preoccupation that we all have with just day-to-day life. Just day-to-day stuff. The daigus and the tirgus of just day-to-day life prevent us from thinking deeply. And to be a chassid, you have to be a deep thinker. To be a chassid, a person has to really contemplate, like we said before, who God is, what God is, what God wants, how I engage in divine emulation, and how I bridge the distance between where I am now and where I want to be. We'll stop over here for today. We'll pick up Emirat Hashem with this discussion. B'Shah Tova tomorrow. Yeah. Not working. Okay. Amish.